Governor Andrew Cuomo has asked the federal government to step in and stop the Algonquin pipeline. It's owned by Spectra Energy. It's been expanding across four states, including New York and Westchester. Spectra plans to replace its existing 26-inch wide pipeline with one measuring 42 inches wide. Its aim is to carry more fracked gas north from Pennsylvania's Marcellus Shale. Westchester residents have been protesting the Algonquin pipeline. Monday morning, 11 activists were arrested who were blocking construction. In a letter to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, Governor Cuomo urged the agency to postpone the pipeline until a safety review is completed. He cited recent problems at Indian Point. The Algonquin pipeline would flow under the Hudson River close to Indian Point, only 1,200 feet from Indian Point's Unit 3 reactor, and 20 million people. If there were a rupture in the pipeline, Entergy says Indian Point could immediately shut down. And this is part of the reason the NRC approved the plan. But Entergy's ability to run Indian Point is in question. Investigations into Indian Point are ongoing. Catherine Skopik is with Shutdown Indian Point Now.
Governor Cuomo called for immediate investigations from the Department of Health, the Department of Conservation, and the PSC, the Public Service Commission, to add to what the NRC sent out. The NRC sent out a special investigator. We have heard nothing from any of them.
While some local businesses near Indian Point say the power plants are safe, they say renewables simply are not ready to scale up to our baseload power needs. Skopik says this is nonsense.
Senator Schumer also called for an investigation to happen. We had a rally up at his office last Friday, and we delivered 49 letters telling him that there is reliability of our electricity for when Indian Point closes. The New York State energy regulators got together several years ago and started working on a plan, and they have the Indian Point Replacement Contingency Plan. So all of the electricity is in place. For example, 660 megawatts in new transmission lines from New Jersey to New York City are already operational. So there are three of those kinds of issues. So we have the electricity. We don't need Indian Point.
John Reynolds is also with Shutdown Indian Point Now. He says radioactive tritium leaking into the Hudson is 700 to 800 times greater than what is permitted to be discharged into the Hudson. And it's not only carcinogenic tritium, but other radioactive isotopes like strontium-90 and cesium-137. Reynolds says the radioactive material leaking into the Hudson from Indian Point is putting our drinking water in jeopardy.
There are communities upstate in the lower Hudson Valley that actually use the Hudson for water. And New York City has the Hudson as an emergency water supply as well. So both the groundwater, which is contaminated, and the Hudson, which is where this water eventually winds up, much of it, are contaminated, and that's a known fact. And that is threatening to our water supplies of many communities, including New York City. But the area of the Indian Point plant in Buchanan is in the watershed, in the Croton watershed, near the Croton Reservoir. So it is in that vicinity.
Skopik says the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has the final decision on shutting down Indian Point, but she points to public pressure, which helped close down the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant. She says there are two things WBAI listeners can do to help shut down Indian Point.
Thursday, for example, you can come to the Center Street and Chambers Street, northeast of City Hall location. We're having a rally at noon on March 3rd. Other than that, you may immediately call your council member and keep calling as many council members as you can, asking them to sign Resolution 0694, which is the resolution to close Indian Point. And it is extremely important that the council members hear from their constituents. And individuals can call other council members in addition to their own council member. And it's important to keep those calls coming. Everybody should be making anywhere from 3 to 10 calls a day to a council member. And I'm not kidding.
Skopik says Shutdown Indian Point Now is working with Costa Costantinides, the new chair of the City Council's Environmental Protection Committee, on the issue. And the group points to a lack of transparency that the NRC, which has primary authority for regulating health and safety issues with all nuclear power plants, is a captive of the nuclear regulatory industry. Along with its allies, Shutdown Indian Point Now is calling for an independent investigation from outside scientists into to the radioactive leaks and other safety concerns at Indian Point. Meanwhile, activists with the Stop Algonquin Pipeline Expansion, which has been worried about the high-pressure gas pipeline under construction, is relieved, with Governor Cuomo urging that the pipeline be stopped and his ordering an immediate independent safety analysis of the Algonquin Pipeline near Indian Point. They say, now we can fight together instead of fighting to get our governor to act. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.